USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man who appointed him to be Attorney General may think that the Russia investigation is a witch hunt, but the nominee himself, William Barr, tells a Senate panel at his confirmation hearing he doesn't share that opinion.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone, the president, Congress, and the American people, that this matter be resolved by allowing the special counsel to complete his work.
Playing down a memo he wrote that was critical of the Russia investigation, Barr told senators that Robert Mueller should not be fired without cause. A federal court's blocking a White House plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, the decision of victory for civil rights groups, who argued the addition of the question into the survey would disenfranchise minority groups, but the Justice Department's expected to appeal. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Police in Kenya say some terrorists may still be inside an upscale hotel in Nairobi after an attack there hours ago. Somalia-based terrorist organization Al-Shabaab, using social media to take credit for the attack that was carried out by at least four armed men who blew up several vehicles in a parking lot before storming the hotel with automatic weapons and explosives. Los Angeles public school teachers striking for the second day in a row. The president of the L.A. Teachers Union says tens of thousands of teachers, students, and parents will again be on the picket line today, demanding smaller class sizes, more nurses, more counselors, and higher wages for educators. Meanwhile, the Board of Supervisors in L.A. will vote on a motion this morning that seeks to identify millions in L.A. County funds that might be directed to the school district, at least to enhance health care for students. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
U.S. soldiers will stay along the U.S. border with Mexico at least through September. The acting head of the Department of Defense approving continuing the mission of troops supporting the Department of Homeland Security along the border, though soldiers are switching up their roles from hardening ports of entry to monitoring and detection. The Pentagon says it will also provide air support for border officers. There are about 2,300 U.S. troops on the border with Mexico at last check. Storms are again bringing some rain, flooding, snow, and mudslides to California this week. Snow closing a stretch of Interstate 5, the state's main north-south route, yesterday when the first of three storms slammed into the West Coast. And forecasters expect the storms will pound millions of Californians with that rain, as well as snow in the mountains and gusty winds, as well as a good chance of flooding all week. And mudslides are a big worry, especially in areas that were burned by recent wildfires. And Clemson football players, amazing athletes with amazing appetites. That's what President Trump said yesterday while the Tigers visited the White House to celebrate their national championship. But because of the government shutdown, the White House residential cooking staff wasn't available to prepare a meal, so the president bought fast food and pizza, paying for it out of his own pocket. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.